Welcome to the Search Stories UK FAQ podcast on RAID rebuilds. My name's Anthony Abhead, Bureau Chief for Search Stories UK. Today's speaker is Steve Pinder, Principal Consultant with Glasshouse Technologies UK. There are three questions in today's podcast. The first question is, when do RAID systems carry out rebuilds and what exactly is happening when they do? Over to you, Steve.
Thanks, Anthony. RAID systems protect data against a hard disk failure, allowing the array to copy data from the failed disk to a spare drive while it's being replaced. The physical drive failure, such as a cracked platter or a broken circuit board, shouldn't be confused with a logical drive failure. Logical failures are usually caused by some sort of corruption, but cannot be cured by the replacement of a disk drive. There's two main instances where a hard drive will be replaced in a RAID array. Pre-failure replacement or post-failure replacement. Pre-failure replacement is when an array detects that a hard drive will fail shortly and marks it for replacement. The drive hasn't actually failed in this instance. If a hot spare is available, a block-for-block copy will be carried out from the old drive to the hot spare, which will then become the active drive. For many arrays, an alert will be sent for the old drive to be replaced at this time. Post-failure replacement takes place when the hard drive breaks unexpectedly before a pre-failure replacement can take place. The data on the failed drive must be rebuilt from the parity data on the remaining active drives and written to the hot spare. The post-failure replacement takes considerably longer due to the calculations that must take place to rebuild the data. This is the reason why many arrays incorporate pre-failure replacement.
The second question is, how can I cut down RAID rebuild times?
Okay, as we know, pre-failure drive replacements are much quicker than post-failure replacements. Technically, they don't involve RAID rebuilds, as the data is copied directly from the old drive to the new one. To mitigate against the risk of drive failures, you should always try and ensure that the RAID array you use is capable of pre-failure replacements. Once a post-failure replacement is necessary, the RAID rebuild time for a particular drive technology and speed is dependent on three factors. These are the size of the drives in the RAID set, the number of drives in the RAID set, and the priority given on the array to rebuild activities. The size of the drive is a fairly obvious factor, as it will take longer to replace the data on a 600 gig drive than it will on a 72 gig drive, just as an example. The number of drives also affects the rebuild time, as the array has to read from each of the remaining drives in order to determine the data to put on the replacement drive. The general rule of thumb is that the more drives you have in the RAID set, the longer the rebuild time will take. The priority of the rebuild process can be set against host I.O. for most RAID arrays. The higher priority given to the rebuild process, the faster it will be, although this will be at the expense of degraded host access performance. Okay.
Thanks for that, Steve. The final question is, what are the relative rebuild times for different RAID types?
Thanks, Anthony. There are a number of popular RAID levels and the rebuild times differ for each of them. Here are a few pointers when considering which RAID level to implement. RAID 0, contrary to what you may expect, there is no redundancy in a RAID 0 environment. Therefore, if your drive fails, your data is lost and you cannot retrieve it. RAID 1, this is in fact a mirrored pair and has a fast rebuild as data is copied block to block from the source to the target, similar to a pre-failure replacement. RAID 10, this is a mirrored stripe set and rebuilds at a similar pace to RAID 1. RAID 5, there's a single parity drive in the RAID set. This takes longer than mirroring as data has to be read from each drive in the set, with rebuild times taking longer the more drives there are in the RAID set. And lastly, RAID 6, this is commonly known as double parity and takes longer to rebuild than RAID 5. What you need to take into account for RAID 6 rebuilds, though, is they're less of a priority as we can have a second drive failure in the RAID set without the loss of data.
Thanks very much, Steve. That's the end of the podcast.